We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The Crosstown Showdown and the 91st meeting on the football field between the two storied rivals, UCLA and USC, separated by 11 miles of interstate and one game in the standings. They met at the LA Coliseum Saturday afternoon. The Bruins with a chance to win for the first time at the Coliseum since 2013. In the end, the Bruins get her done. The victory bell has headed back to Westwood. This is Josh Lewin, and this is the UCLA Bruin Game Summary Podcast after every football game. And at the end of men's basketball weeks, we will have one of these puppies for you so you and your friends can hear what you missed if you weren't actually there. It's a good way to get a fresh instant reaction from me and from Matt Stevens and Wayne Cook from up in the booth. We'll hear from Coach Chip Kelly. That's presented by our friends at the Newport Rib Company. Without any further ado, the summary of what we saw on a pleasant Saturday afternoon at the edge of the USC campus. Let's get you back to the broadcast booth for what we said after this game was over. Well, never before in 90 tries had the Bruins scored more than 45 in regulation against USC. In fact, the first couple times these two schools met, the Bruins lost 76-0 and 52-0. And the boat has gone a long way from shore since then. Because the Bruins this time, in the year 2021, they win 62-33. They do it at USC. They do it to get to 7-4. They do it with flair and flourish and style. Matt Stevens, Dorian Thompson Robinson was ahead of the parade.
Well, here's a problem now. If you're Cal and whoever UCLA is going to play in a bowl game, you can't line up everyone on the line of scrimmage, blitz UCLA, and have man-to-man coverage. Dorian Thompson Robinson proved tonight that he was a very accurate passer, and he can beat you standing in the pocket throwing the ball. So what do you do when he can escape and get outside, or he can hand it to Zach Charbonnet, and then Britton Brown's going to be back? UCLA was an explosion tonight.
From the files, if it's not how you start, it's how you finish. Dorian Thompson Robinson began 0-for-4 with two picks. His own head coach twice was called for a penalty on the sidelines. It looked capital U ugly in that first quarter. But from that point on, you talk about clicking in a gear. Dorian Thompson Robinson, 16-for-18 for 349. Four touchdowns. The two rushing touchdowns are what we're going to talk about here, because those will live, if not forever, at least for the rest of the decade. After his first rushing touchdown, the dude signed a hat. I mean, you talk about literally a signature moment. He put his signature on a UCLA hat, cost him 15 yards. but it was a moment that will live for a long time. Then on his second rushing touchdown, he hurdled a cornerback. He jumped over a 6 foot tall human being into the end zone. I don't know which one is more crazy.
Well, I mean, and the DB didn't bend down. I mean, he literally leaped over a standing man that was trying to tackle him like Superman and then stuck the landing and scored for UCLA. I mean, it was just absolutely amazing. And this is a game that you dream about if you're DTR, the one he's always wanted.
It started as a nightmare. It ended up as the best dream he's ever had. You're right. And you're talking about a guy who has done so much at UCLA already. The one thing he hadn't done was arguably the most important thing, was beat USC. Although he had put up video game numbers heading into this game, Dorian Thompson-Robinson, in his two games against the big rival, 56 of 80, 731 yards, 7 touchdowns. Well, now make it 3 games played, 11 touchdowns through the air. He's got 3 rushing, 1,080 yards at 72% completion. And yes, one of these games is now a win.
Yeah, I mean, that's all he wanted was a W, and he'll tell you that, too. I mean, this is so satisfying to him and all his teammates. And you've seen DTR mature, you know, through this whole process. And he's such a fighter, a warrior. He didn't get down. And I was just so impressed how he was seeing the field as a passer today. I mean, that was some good tape that he's going to have for NFL teams.
No Pac-12 team had scored more than 52 points this year. The Bruins got to 62. No Pac-12 team had gotten to 590 yards of offense. Bruins got to 609. And the last 42 of them on a pinballing run by Ethan Fernia, one-time walk-on, lion-hearted kid out of a small town in Texas. The fact that it was Ethan Fernia that dotted the I to this thing, and I'll give you another great kid who just works his tail off. Shea Pitts had a sack to set that up.
Yeah, Shea Pitts, so happy for him. Just kept fighting off the edge and got in on Jackson Dart. But let's not forget Kashmir Allen. He started the game with a couple of touchdowns on some long throws. USC, no safety. How can you not have a safety with Kashmir Allen lined up tight in a formation, running down the middle of the field? And then, of course, that 103-yard touchdown on that kickoff return. Kashmir Allen, he was just out of this world.
Allen, remember, a track star out of Northern California. He was the first recruit for Chip Kelly, and everybody thought, ooh, that's the guy, right? I mean, that's the kind of guy at Oregon he made a star out of. And we were so perplexed coming into this game today. How does Kashmir Allen only have 18 touches all year? Well, you know, he only actually had 3 receptions in this game, but for 115 yards and 2 scores. And you're right, that kickoff return, and it's weird that it's maybe the 5th most exciting thing of the game, 103-yard kick return. But, yeah, he stuck the landing on that one, too.
Also had a nice run on a little fly sweep where Dorian Thompson-Robinson just sort of pitched it to him, not even pitched it, sort of poked it to him, took off, went around the right end. And then Zach Charbonnet, I mean, you know, it's not your Zach Charbonnet game where he scores 4 touchdowns, but he was so workmanlike. Without Britton Brown in this game, he carried the load for UCLA. He is such a warrior, and that defense absolutely wore down of USC trying to tackle Zach Charbonnet.
It wasn't quite the 40 carry near 300-yard game of Joshua Kelly, who, by the way, celebrated a birthday today. That game famously at the Rose Bowl 3 years ago. But Charbonnet, 28 carries for 167 and his 12th touchdown of the year. The Bruins had a respectable 120 yards through the first quarter. After that, they got 489 in the last 3 quarters. And remember, this is a team that just put 44 on the scoreboard against Colorado. They upped the ante to get to 62 against USC in this one.
And on the other side of the ball, Carnell Lake came out with an early interception. He was able to stick one hand up, batted it to himself. That was after an interception by DTR. And then the big play by Caleb Johnson in the second quarter, where McCree caught what looked like to be a really important first down. Caleb Johnson strips the ball. They rule it incomplete. And then lastly, Cam Johnson, the interception in the end zone against Jackson Dart, trying to throw for a score as he's rolling out to the right side of the field.
At one point, the Bruins had 42 points in 45 plays from scrimmage. Just remarkable. And remember how this game started. with four TV timeouts, three interceptions, and two rushing yards. I mean, that was our welcome to the game. It was the sloppiest, slowest, weirdest start ever to a game that ended up something like 62-33.
It's like they couldn't get the curtain up to start right. This game or the play. Yeah, I mean, it was just all discombobulated. You didn't know what was going to happen. Everybody's getting worried about how this game's going to end up. And all of a sudden, UCLA offensively, like I said, just they exploded. I mean, just no one could stop them.
Well, they spent the first 7 minutes of the game tuning their guitars, and then the last 53 minutes just rocking out. And it led to a 62-33 dismantling of their arch rivals. The Bruins go to 7-4 for the year.
I will have the highlights for you in short order, but first our post-game chat with head coach Chip Kelly, brought to you by the Newport Rib Company. If you wonder how Matt and Wayne and I are always in such an upbeat mood during the pregame shows, probably because we've just snorked down some amazing ribs and mashed potatoes and mac and cheese, courtesy of the Newport Rib Company. If you want to throw a great tailgate without doing all the cooking, if you're coming to the final home game against Cal, Newport Rib Company's got you covered right there at the Rose Bowl. You can pre-order the whole meal, get the meats and sides, everything ready for you. For you right there, you pick it up in Lot H. They'll help you carry it if you want to. Go to ribcompany.com. Or give them a call at 949-631-2110. You, too, can eat like a champion. Newport Rib Company, Bruins owned and operated for over 35 years. They have a lot of competition, but their ribs don't. Now, without any further delay, let's get back to Wayne with Coach Kelly.
That's awesome. This has got to be an absolutely great feeling.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. I'm proud of our guys. You know, we talked about being resilient, not flinching. You know, no matter what they threw at us, you know, could we handle it? And our guys did a great job.
Coach, the game started a little slow for Dorian Thompson-Robinson, but by the end of it, I just thought he had an incredible day. And what was cool for me was how much fun he was having. He looked, you know, when this game's, when you're doing well, it seems like it's very fun, and he had a huge smile on his face.
Yeah, I mean, he's the ultimate competitor. He's as tough as a kid I've been around, and, you know, I think he's special, and we're just so fortunate where they had him today.
So many players did good things, Coach. Zach Charbonnet, you didn't have Britton Brown. He had to be a warhorse for you guys, and we've always felt this way. He just gets better as the game goes on.
He gets stronger as the game goes on. Our whole team does. I think it's part of our conditioning program and what we do as a group. Just really, really, really happy for everybody, but I thought Zach was outstanding today.
Kazmir Allen, he had some explosive plays. A couple of things happened. One, I thought Dorian did a great job of putting height and a little bit of touch on some of his passes today and hit guys in strides. When you do that, they score.
Yeah, as you know, we thought there were some holes deep. They were crowding the line of scrimmage because of our run game, tried to load up on it. So you got to beat them over the top. I thought the couple passes to Dulcich, the two to Kaz, were really big for us. We had some really big explosive plays in our pass game.
Some fun moments late in the game, you know, when players don't always get to play. We get Pitts gets a sack. Yeah. You get Ethan Fernia getting a touchdown. I mean, how cool is it for those players? It's all they go through in practice to have that opportunity.
Yeah, it was great. You know, Ethan's a six-year senior that came back. Pitsy's a fifth-year guy. Those guys are awesome. They're there every day. Ethan would have had a lot bigger role for us, and he hurt his wrist, and now he's just coming back off of that. So I was just really pumped for Ethan.
We know that this offense is always hard to defend, but the defense did a lot of really good things today, as well as also getting a couple turnovers.
I thought they did. You know, they kept us in it early. We weren't firing on offense early, but, give a credit to our guys over there. They did a really nice job against a difficult offense.
Coach, you beat SC. We put, I think, the most points we've ever scored against these guys. I know it is at the Coliseum. Mm-hmm. Pretty cool, but you get one more.
Yeah, we got to get ready and play Cal, and I talked to guys in the locker room about it. You know, we still got one more to finish out the regular season, and it'll be a lot nicer to finish 8-4. So these guys know we got another challenge. I don't know. I know Cal's playing Stanford today. I haven't seen what happened in that, but, we still got another game, and this team loves playing football, so we're going to be excited about getting back on the field next week.
Okay, Coach, thank you so much. This is a great win.
Thanks, Wayne.
All right, guys, back to you.
All right, and hopefully we'll hear from some players as well. Cal, by the way, leading Stanford in the second quarter, 7-0. Washington State yesterday a winner. Washington a loser today. Colorado beat them, so both those teams are 4-7. USC is now 4-6, and they've got to win at least one game, one of those against BYU, to even qualify for anything right now. I think the Bruins can say goodbye to the Jimmy Kimmel Bowl. I think they can say hello to anything from the Alamo Bowl to the Holiday Bowl to the Vegas Bowl. I mean, things are starting to really look up.
Well, just as a program as a whole, I think Chip Kelly has to be pleased how his team is finishing the season. I mean, this was a dominant victory. Everybody on both sides of the ball did really well. And, you know, there were a lot of players that had struggled at some point during the season, but they came out and they played their best today against their rival. So hats off to the coaching staff of UCLA. Hats off to Chip Kelly. I mean, a fantastic job against their arch rival. Yeah, there's one more, but you need to relish this one for at least a day and a half.
The last three halves for the Bruins. I'm not talking last three games. These are the last three halves. 34 points, 28 points, and 34 points. Those are halves. So yeah. This offense, I mean, the sky's the limit. It's a shame that it's already heading towards late November. They're just starting to click.
And like I said, I mean, this is a very hard offense to defend. I mean, there's so much talent. You have Kyle Phillips, you know, who can get open on anybody, and he's so good at crossing routes and getting open. Then Greg Dulcich, your tight end. You got the pounding running back and Zach Charbonnet, and then DTR.
Speaking of DTR, he's with Wayne Cook.
We've got Dorian Thompson-Robinson, and Dorian, I'll say it now because you got the win. You have to beat these guys to now forever in UCLA lore. You beat the Trojans at the Coliseum and scored 62 points. It's got to feel great.
Oh, yeah, it feels awesome. You know, they've had our number for the past 2 years, and, you know, it's been weighing heavy, especially on these seniors' hearts. So, you know, to be able to go out there, have a complete team win, really maximize the game in all facets of it, from special teams, offense and defense. Everybody played lights out, so I couldn't be more proud of these guys.
One of the things that we've enjoyed watching, and when I say we, I'm talking about the guys up in the booth as well. You got a couple quarterbacks that are staring at you all the time and evaluating everything you do. Your touch, man, your deep ball, your touch out of the backfield, some of the touchdown passes, you're hitting guys in stride, and it's not always a fastball. I know these are things that you've worked on. You've got the fastball, but now you've got all the other throws as well. And then when you throw that in with your legs, you've got to be feeling pretty good about your development.
No, yeah, for sure. You know, the one thing about me is I'm going to keep climbing, keep finding ways to get better. And so this is just a start. And like I said, I couldn't be more proud of this team and, you know, all the things that we've been through and stuff like that. So
I'll start talking about the team more in a second because I can tell that's where you're going to go. I'm going to ask you about you, though, again, one more time. So you, a couple picks early. Yeah. We've all been there. The way you rebounded, that's something else that, I mean, there's, you know, there's people that are evaluating. And when you overcome something like that, that's just part of being resilient. And I know you can tie this into the team, too, because this is a group that's like that.
No, yeah, exactly. And Coach Kelly did a great job last night at the team meeting. He showed us a video of Kobe and you know, the whole emphasis of this game was don't flinch. We knew if we didn't flinch, you know, we could outlast them for four quarters. And so, you know, credit to our boys and all the guys that work on this team because they did a hell of a job tonight. So,
had a chance to talk to Sean Ryan. You got to talk about those guys. Just the offensive line play, and you got Alec back, and they did a great job. And with Zach Charbonnet running the ball, you really grinded them down as the game wore on.
No, yeah, and you know, I kept emphasizing that every time we were on the sideline, every time we got a break. You know, those boys look tired on the other side of the street. So, you know, if you guys can just bulldoze through, really use your power and all the stuff that we worked on during the summer, you know, all the stuff that Coach Fry works on them with. So, you know, I think those guys did a great job. And, you know, it's easy playing quarterback when you got a front five like that. So
what do you want to see on SportsCenter? You signing the hat or the hurdle?
Oh, man, you know, I've been wanting to get the hurdle the whole year. So probably the hurdle. But, you know, I'm glad I can make that kid's day and sign his hat for him. So
I'll let you leave on this. We got Kaz Allen coming up. He had a pretty big game today, right? It was pretty nice throwing to him running down the field.
Oh, yeah, definitely. When you got that type of speed, it's hard to overthrow him. So
Dorian, that's a great job. Congratulations. Enjoy this one.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Go Bruins, baby.
All right. We're going to switch over to Kaz Allen. Kazmir, I'm telling you, we have been waiting for this game from you, and it's not. No, this is a compliment. We know you have it in you, and to do it against the Trojans on this, I mean, this is unbelievable. It's got to feel great.
Feels great, man. Last year I had COVID. Just happy to, you know, show my talent.
Felt to me that you were gonna. I mean, you were this close to breaking a kick return. I felt like you were one guy away tonight, and then you finally got it. That had to be great. And I know something. You weren't going to get caught this time, right?
Nah, not at all, man. That Fresno State one, I had to make a couple defenders miss, and you know, it made me better that happened. So I keep running now. So I mean, it is what it is. But I'm happy with this one.
What do you feel better about? So you get that, and you get the post where you're running down the field. The ball's in the air. I thought it was one of the best deep balls Dorian's thrown all year. But you had a chance to think about it for a little while. Sometimes those are hard.
Yeah, that was a long ball. Dorian put it right where I can catch it, and I just finished the job.
Little team stuff here. How fun is this? I mean, you guys, I mean, this is a record day for UCLA. You guys have been through so much. You mentioned COVID. To go through all you guys have been through, to battle, to get to the point now where you're well, I mean, you're 7-4. You just whooped SC. Yeah. You're going to have a chance to go to a good bowl game. This has got to be very gratifying.
Great for the team. You know, like I said, the team went through ups and downs, but we all love each other, and that's the main part.
That's awesome, man. Well, go enjoy the win. We appreciate you stopping by.
Appreciate you, man. Thank you.
All right. Thanks to everybody participating there. Next up, let's get you right to the highlights. Let's run you through the key plays of this always entertaining matchup between the two proud football schools and great rivals. Here's Gabe Genovese.
Your final score today, UCLA 62, USC 33. Gabe Genovese back with you in the Westcom Bruin Locker Room Report. Well, we've got a bunch of highlights to get you. This one could take a while, and rightfully so, when UCLA puts up 62 points. They're presented by Westcom, and let's get them to you. USC received the opening kickoff and drove down to the UCLA 12, but stalled there. They had the early 3-0 lead 4 minutes into the game. That's when we got the three combined interceptions in the next 3 minutes. DTR threw two, Dart threw one, but again, no points out of any of those, and we stayed 3-0 midway through the first quarter. After the Bruin defense got another stop, the offense finally got something going on 1st and 10 at the USC 45. DTR and Kazmir Allen connected for the first time today.
Play action. Thompson Robinson back, looking over the middle. He's got Kazmir Allen. He's got the end zone in sight. 10-5. Touchdown, UCLA! We've been calling for Kazmir Allen for a long time. Only his 19th touch all year to match the number on the back of his jersey. He was wide open at around the 20-yard line. He just went zooming like a sports car into the end zone from there.
What a strike from DTR to give the Bruins a 7-3 lead with 4.5 minutes to play in the first quarter. USC answered a 10-play, 63-yard touchdown drive of their own to take a 10-7 lead at the end of one. After neither team did anything to start the second quarter, the Bruins get the ball back, and Kyle Phillips got open in the red zone.
Shotgun snap, pass rush in. Thompson Robinson flings it over the middle. He's got Phillips to the 5, tripped up as he crosses the goal line. They're going to say it's a touchdown. Kyle Phillips gives the Bruins the lead.
That capped a 6-play, 58-yard drive to give UCLA a 14-10 lead with 9.5 minutes left in the first half. A few minutes later, after another stop by the UCLA defense, Allen came open again.
Now they're informing Kazmir Allen that he should be pushed out wider to the right. That's the long side of the field. Shotgun snap. Allen on a go route. Can they get it to him? Streaking towards it. Yes, sir! He'll parade into the end zone. Touchdown, UCLA! They told Kazmir Allen get further out so we can see a little better. He got open. He went 58 yards on a dead sprint on a beautifully thrown ball from DTR, and the Bruins add to their lead.
And it was 21-10 with 6.5 minutes to play in the second quarter. And the incredible second quarter continued for the Bruins with a stop, the offense moving inside the 5, and this time DTR kept it himself.
Can Charbonnet get that dirty dozen of touchdowns? It'll be DTR on a keeper instead. Gets a block from Charbonnet to the left pylon. Touchdown! Dorian Thompson-Robinson takes it home, and the Bruins are pulling away.
Extra point good to make it 28-10, but USC then goes 68 yards in less than 2 minutes and scores to cut the UCLA lead to 28-17 at the break. On the opening drive of the second half, the Bruins start the drive at their own 22, march to the USC 11, and on a key 3rd and 7, DTR finds his man, Kyle Phillips.
Three receivers to the right, one in motion now towards the left of the line. That's Kazmir Allen running a crossing route. Pass to the underneath man instead. It's Phillips. He's got it. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, UCLA. They convert on 3rd and 7, getting 11.
The second TD for Phillips to make it 35-17, 3.5 minutes into the third quarter. USC then moved inside the UCLA 5, but settled for 3 to make it 35-20. The Bruins moved the ball inside the 30, but Nicholas Barmira missed a 46-yard field goal. And 2 plays later, Dart hit Gary Bryant Jr. for a deep TD to make it 35-26. So it looked like the Trojans had all the momentum. UCLA worried about a comeback, but the next 2 plays went like this. USC decides to go for 2, and they miss it to keep it at a 2-possession game. Then on the ensuing kickoff, well, Kazmir Allen flew.
Here is a
Chance for Kazmir Allen. He'll take the kickoff out of his own zone. 5, 10, 15, 20. Bursting to the 25. Breaks it. 30, 35, 40. Look at him go. 40-yard line, 35, 30. Near sideline, 20, 10. To the house. Touchdown, Kazmir Allen. Give him 103. And the Bruins have done it again to USC.
Just like that, 42-26 UCLA with 2 minutes to play in the third quarter. And just a minute later, USC threatened again, but Cam Johnson picked off Jackson Dart. And the Bruins then go 98 yards in 11 plays, capped off by this.
Kyle Phillips in the slot over there. Cam Brown wide to the right. Hand off Charbonnet. He'll smash his way towards the 2 to the 1. Did he get over? He did! It's a touchdown, UCLA! A powerful, powerful run by a big, strong man. And the Bruins are close to 50 now against USC.
Two-point conversion, no good. UCLA led 48-26 with 10 minutes to play in the game. USC added a TD to get it back to 15, 48-33 the score. But the onside kick recovered by the Bruins. And 5 plays later, DTR made one more spectacular play.
Going to get to 5 through the air here against USC. He'll keep it on the ground. He'll run it to the 10. Has the 5-yard line. He leapfrogs. He's in. Touchdown, UCLA. He got on the trampoline, vaulted over Isaac Taylor Stewart. He's in the end zone. He's doing it all. What a day for Dorian Thompson-Robinson.
You got to be kidding me.
You got to be kidding me is right. And Josh described that play perfectly. But if you haven't seen it yet, get yourself to social media and see that one. DTR cleared the defender. He didn't touch him and gets in the end zone to make it 55-33. And just to put another dagger into the hearts of the Trojans, Ethan Furnia caps it off.
As Garbers hands it off again to Furnia, who plays bumper cars. He bounces off a tackle. He's got the 35, the 30, the 25, the 20. Out of Dripping Springs, Texas, there goes Ethan Furnia all the way in. Touchdown, UCLA, to put it away. He improvised a beauty right there. 42 yards.
How about that? 62-33 the final, the most points UCLA has ever put up inside the Coliseum.
All right, thanks so much to Gabe for taking us through all what happened. And hey, real quick before we go, the Wooden Athletic Fund is supporting the excellence of our student athletes in the classroom and competition and community. You can become a member for just $9 a month if you're not a member already. Invest in tomorrow's champions today. Go to woodenathleticfund.com. So that's a wrap on Game 11 of this 2021 season. One more before the bowl game, wherever that's going to be. That's going to be the 7:30 kick at home against Cal, Saturday, November 27th. This is Josh Lewin. Thanks so much for your time. Four is up, and go Bruins.